I want to, I think, break some news for you. Tucker Carlson hasn't actually been fired. He's still an employee of the Fox News Channel. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Hey. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power.
All right, let's take a moment to just get caught up on everything we know about Tucker Carlson. I'm going to show you first the video that he put out on Twitter. And the crazy thing about this is that Tucker Carlson's Twitter video beat his old Fox New Time slot within an hour of being up. The video posted by Tucker Carlson to his Twitter page beat his old Fox News Channel time slot within the first hour. Just in case, let me not assume anything. On Monday, even though they were advertising that that evening he would be having an interview, they actually canned him. Or did they? According to Megyn Kelly, and I'll show that to you as well if you haven't seen it, he is still employed by Fox, just they canceled his show. So he's in limbo where he's still an employee, but he can't leave because he's under contract, but he doesn't have his show. I'll show that to you in a second. But on Wednesday, a couple days after, Carlson went to Twitter and he posted a video of himself giving a monologue about how the current media framework for the establishment is working. And within the first hour of posting the video to Twitter, it received 1.8 million views, more than the 1.7 million views that his old Fox News time slot at 8 p.m. got the night before. So they canned him on Monday. There was a curiosity factor with Brian Kilmeade. The second night, they only got 1.7 million views. Within 1 hour, Tucker Carlson's Twitter video got more views the entire show did the day before, within 1 hour. Let me show you the video.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also, a lot of those. It's gotta be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
Now let me back up real quick and just, that was on Wednesday. So Monday, Tucker Carlson gets fired. Wednesday puts out this video, but let's go back a day before. Tucker Carlson enjoyed some time in Florida, just out with his wife, Daily Mail. Tucker Carlson doesn't give two fucks about being fired from the network, as he tells DailyMail.com his future plans. That was what they tweeted out. And then we have this little article here. appetizers plus entree. Looks like Tucker Carlson doesn't give two fucks about his ouster from network, gleefully telling DailyMail.com his future plans while tooling off to a romantic date night with his wife, Susan. Tucker was blindsided by the news. I haven't eaten dinner with my wife on a weeknight in 7 years, so he's spending time with his wife. Tucker spent Tuesday huddling with right-hand man Justin Wells, who lost his executive producer gig as the cable news veterans plotted their next move. The TV brand shrugged off the media storm and insisted he was more interested in enjoying a romantic date with his wife, Susan, as he broke his silence in an exclusive chat with DailyMail.com. Retirement is going great so far, chuckled Carlson, 53, as he emerged from his $5.5 million beach home in Boca Grande, Florida, on Tuesday night. So they had pizza plus entree. But look, I mean, the guy's just smiling. I don't know if, you know, I guess it's genuine. I mean, he probably knows his camera's on him. He's just chilling with his wife. By the way, mad respect for Tucker Carlson. He's like me. I mean, he's older than me, but he's been married and has 4 kids with the same wife. Got married in 91. And, you know, I've been married almost 20, I'm going on 27 years. It's been over 26 years I've been married to my wife. Got married very young. And the love of my life. And I love the fidelity of this. I have a real man cares for his children, nurtures his children, loves his children, pours into his children, and of course is absolute, shows and demonstrates and lives in a form of integrity, even when no one's around, total fidelity to his wife. And I don't know, excuse me, I have a dry throat. I haven't heard anything about Tucker Carlson having affairs like that. So, you know, look at these pictures, him and his wife out and about in the golf cart, just enjoying the Florida sun. Okay, now the news everyone's talking about from the other day is what Megyn Kelly had to say. She knows how Fox works and what have you. And she says that Tucker Carlson really wasn't fired. So let me play that for you.
I think, break some news for you. Tucker Carlson hasn't actually been fired. He's still an employee of the Fox News Channel. What happened was Suzanne Scott called him. She's the CEO on Monday morning and said he was not going to be allowed to do any more shows and that he had been kicked out of his company email. And now they're going to have to negotiate an exit. Some reporting to me suggests that she said it's going to be an amicable parting, right? Isn't it? completely catching Tucker off guard. But Tucker's not fired. That's my information, that he still needs to negotiate the exit and that right now he's not free to launch a podcast or a digital show or negotiate with other employers at all because he's still under contract. They pulled his show off the air. They also fired his executive producer, Justin Wells. And though he tried to find out why, they wouldn't tell him. They refused to tell him why. I mean, to me, that's just so disheartening. He's been at the company for years. He'd been in the prime time for 7 years and saw Fox News through one of the most difficult times in its history, the immediate era post Roger Ailes, where they didn't know left from right. They didn't know up from down. They really didn't have strong management leading the company. And they had lost two of their biggest stars, Bill O'Reilly and me, at least at that time. So Tucker takes over. It's a huge order, you know, that he was given. And he did it. He smashed the ball out of the park. And he took a lot of risks. And he was heterodox. He pushed against the orthodoxy on so many different things. And typically Fox News liked that. So why? Why now? What was it that led them to treat their number one star with such disdain? I mean, dripping disdain to the point where he can no longer access his email. He doesn't get to tell his own team. He doesn't get to say goodbye. I mean, it's absolutely disrespectful to him. And unlike Don Lemon, he hadn't been immersed in controversy after controversy inside the building against his own colleagues. Yes, the leftist media had been coming after him repeatedly and in the case of Dominion, to some extent, lawyers, though he wasn't their primary focus. So what was it? What would make your own company turn against you like that? The Fox News audience is clearly mad, and I don't blame them. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings were for the 8 p.m. hour last night. Brian Kilmeade hosted it. It's a rotating cast for now. And we'll see what they decide to do there. It's not Brian's fault. I mean, here's Brian, FYI. Here he is in a moment where he is kind of acknowledging what happened. I'll just play you the 14 seconds. It's SOT 21.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fox News Tonight. I am Brian Kilmeade. As you probably have heard, Fox News and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. I wish Tucker the best. I'm great friends with Tucker and always will be. But right now, it's time for Fox News Tonight, so let's get started.
Kilmeade's a sweet guy, and he's a company man. I'm sure he wasn't thrilled to be asked to do that show on that particular day, but he did it. He's a loyal employee. And Fox News is banking on its audience not leaving it, on its audience being more in love with the Fox News brand than they were with Tucker.
Fox News, man, that's one hell of a attitude. That is some serious hubris there. They love Fox more than they love Tucker. Well, that hasn't been the case. Their viewership is down all across the board, not just on Tucker Carlson's show. And their brand is shot. I guess they got that one wrong.
And we'll see. We'll see whether or not that's true. But I just think the way they handled it was disrespectful and gross. And I think Tucker Carlson deserved better. And I certainly hope that he uses Brian Friedman, my old lawyer, to get the remainder of his contract. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Tucker was making around $20 million a year and that they will pay him out on his deal. I don't know when it expired, but he was in the process reportedly of negotiating a renewal. So they should pay him out and they should let him out of his non-compete so he can go out there and get his voice on the air now when his audience will most be missing it.
Now, I suspect that Fox News may drag this out. But right now, Tucker Carlson is part of the news of the week. People are upset, they're pissed, they're missing him, what have you. But the longer they keep him off the air, there will be some damage to his brand. That is why, if you missed the big news around here, big news for me, because, you know, I left my job, I turned over one of our family businesses, and I stepped back from something else to concentrate on building the BCP News brand. And a big portion of that was the ad revenue from YouTube, which they totally ixnayed me. And I could go crying about it and be upset about it. But, you know, personally, I knew it was a matter of time. I'm actually taking and this is just my overall philosophy. I was upset, but it didn't blindside me like, oh my gosh, it didn't come out of nowhere, not like Tucker Carlson. They've been trying to go after my channel several times for the last 3 years. So I think the attitude that I'm actually grateful that I was able to, over the last 2 years, at least start something, because we just started our season 3 of our BCP Unfiltered show, was able to start something that wasn't dependent on YouTube. Can you imagine me trying to start this show right now, like just blind after YouTube? I feel grateful that the Lord gave me 2 years to slowly build up an audience outside of YouTube, and we'll continue to do that. And if you'll notice, I just took like one day off, you know, just took a day off. Okay. On Tuesday, they hit me. Since Wednesday, we've been back at it. Look, this is a Sunday show I have for you. So Tucker Carlson, if they don't let him get out there and do a podcast or do something or get on some other network, they're going to dilute his brand and he's going to lose a little bit of momentum that he's got right now because people miss him. And that is one of the reasons why, too. I just took that one day off and then you hit it. My personal philosophy is when you have setbacks, you're allowed to whine, complain, moan, whatever you want to do for just a little bit, and then you go into action mode. And they're not allowing Tucker to get into action mode. That can't help the situation. It helps Fox, but it's got to be damaging to Tucker. Okay, it turns out that President Trump also, on the same day, Monday, in which Tucker Carlson was fired, separated from his show, we can say, President Trump was having an interview. This interview was conducted right as the news of Tucker Carlson was announced, It was a scheduled interview with Gene Bailey from Flashpoint on the Victory Channel. This is what President Trump said right on Monday as this news was breaking.
All right, President Trump, today, as we're recording this, Tucker's been released from Fox News. It's Bongino's out, Tucker's out. What does that say to you about mainstream media?
Well, the only good thing is that Don Lemon's out, and that's good, because CNN, fake news, they fired Don Lemon. That's good. The Tucker situation and Bongino, that's sad. These are two great people, two very important voices. Look, they're going to do incredibly well. We don't even really know. Maybe they left. Okay, it's possible they left. But something bad happened, and taking those voices off television is very bad. It's very bad. And certainly it's not a good thing for Fox. So I was very sad to hear it. Very sad.
And that's why we have to stand up even more.
We have to stand up more. We're going to stand up stronger and bigger. And in 2024, we're going to win the White House back, and things will be different than they are right now, because right now we have a nation that's in such trouble. You don't even know if it could last a year and a half.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a good job.
Now let's talk about Trump and Tucker Carlson. The Hill had a very interesting article yesterday, Saturday, which kind of recounts the relationship and some of what's happened in the last couple years between Tucker Carlson and President Trump. And how even after the letter, the emails and texts came out, we saw at that, what was that, golf game? Or golf outing that Trump and Tucker were hanging out and hucking it up? This is what the Hill had to say. Hours after the news of Carlson's exit broke on Monday, Donald Trump Jr., the president's eldest son, said Carlson leaving Fox changes things permanently. Fox is seen as a powerhouse in determining who the next GOP presidential nominee will be, and critical coverage of Trump and other media entities owned by Rupert Murdoch, such as the New York Post, were seen as a sign of Trump's wavering support. Carlson left the network a week after it settled with a defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion. Text messages revealed as part of the discovery process were an embarrassment for Carlson and Fox. They showed that Murdoch, along with Carlson and other Fox hosts, doubted the arguments being made by Trump and his allies about Dominion, even as the arguments played on Fox's airwaves. Let me take a hard stop there. Big freaking deal. So what? Reporters report on things even if they don't believe on them, in them. That's the report. I'm saying even, you know, they report on and look for the facts, even if they don't agree with something or not sure of something. But it's newsworthy, they put it out there and let their audience decide. I mean, it's just so funny how everyone on the left says we have real news and the fake news and all this other stuff and we're impartial. Yet they're blasting Tucker Carlson because he wasn't sure of what Sidney Powell was saying or the strategy of Giuliani had any merit. So like, I don't really believe this, but it's newsworthy, so I'm going to cover it. No, they shouldn't have covered it because they don't believe it. Once again, that's the Marxist showing their true colors. They want to be the arbiters of all truth. They want to be the gatekeepers. And that's not the job of the press. They're supposed to, in an ideal situation, report the news of the day, the facts as we know them, and let you decide for yourself. In some of the messages that became public, Carlson had criticized Trump, even saying he found Trump's behavior disgusting and passionately hated him. Sources close to the former president, however, say Trump and Carlson have since rebuilt their relationship. Quote, Trump and Tucker have never been closer, said one of the sources familiar with the dynamic. Over the last year and a half, they've become much closer than they were in 2020. In a possible sign of the mending relationship, Trump gave his first sit-down interview after being arraigned in Manhattan early this month to Carlson. Trump, during an appearance on Newsmax just hours after Carlson and Fox parted ways, said he was shocked by the news, saying he's been terrific, especially the last year, so he's been terrific to me. Maybe he left because he wasn't given free rein. He wants his free rein. Maybe I was surprised by it. Before his Fox exit, Carlson also sought to put a shine on his relationship with Trump. Quote, oh, let's see. I spent 4 years defending his policies, and I'm going to defend them again tonight. And I'm pretty straightforward. I love Trump. Like, as a person, I think Trump is funny and insightful. Now, look. It says here tensions between Trump and Fox are nothing new. We know that. They thought he was a joke in 2016 and were, like, surprised when he won. but it was great for ratings, so they had a love-hate relationship with Trump ever since. So what do you think the reason, from what we have from Megyn Kelly and her sources, and what we have, what do you think really happened? I'd like to see your opinion, your thoughts on it. Put them down below, or in the comment section, or in the review section, depending if you're watching this or listening to it on a podcast. I want to see what your thoughts are. Let me end with the thoughts of Roger Stone when he was talking with Alex Jones. Simply put, he said, it's not what he's done in the past, it's what he might do in the future. Fox is all in for DeSantis, who still hasn't declared. They're all in for an establishment guy. They hate Trump. And Tucker Carlson's the number one guy. They take one for the team, the Marxist, treasonous, traitorous, rat bastard team, and let Tucker Carlson go? Is this why they let him go? Because of not what he's done, not because of January 6th, but because of his coziness with Trump and his exposing of Hunter and January 6th. Okay, that was fine. But they don't want him to continue doing that in the future and helping President Trump gain even more momentum on the Trump train. Do you think that they cut off Trump because of what he did? Or, as Alex Jones and Roger Stone discussed, what they thought he might do? Put it down below. I'm curious. Whatever you're listening to this on, if you have the ability to hit like, to share it, to follow, please do so and spread the word. And if you like the work that we're doing here, we are a family operation. If you appreciate the work that we're doing, please support us monetarily over at therealbcp.com, bcpextras.com, bcppodcast.com, etc. Anywhere where you're watching this, please support us monetarily. You don't have to, but it would be of great, we would greatly appreciate it. That's what I've got to say about that. Until the next one, ciao, goodbye, God bless. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Hey. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.